and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. As reports of drone sightings climb in the Northeast, so do calls for answers from federal officials. CBS's Tom Hansen is in New Jersey.
Here in Hazlet, police say that they've seen an uptick in the number of drones being reported. And while federal authorities continue to tell the public that these drones don't pose a risk to public security,
sightings have spread to six different states. Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Donald Trump's pick for Health and Human Services Secretary, we'll meet with lawmakers on Capitol Hill today. CBS's Nicole Killian.
The president-elect says he'll have a big discussion with him over whether to eliminate some childhood vaccination programs.
Syria's deposed dictator Bashar al-Assad has issued a statement insisting he was planning to stay on and fight, but Moscow requested he evacuate a military base that was under attack. Assad and his family were given safe haven in Moscow. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Alyssa Kay. A minor traffic stop turned into a vehicle pursuit in the village of Rib Mountain. On Saturday around 10 a.m., a Marathon County Sheriff's deputy received information from a stopped vehicle of a possible burglary and vehicle theft happening a short distance away. When the deputy arrived, they saw a pickup truck speeding away from the area. The ensuing pursuit traveled west on County Highway NN when the operator of the truck attempted to evade the deputy by traveling through an open field. They headed back east toward Rib Mountain through numerous roads in the village and also through yards and on back streets. With assistance from other departments, the truck was eventually stopped on County Highway N near Jonquil Lane. Several squad cars and the truck were damaged, but no citizens or law enforcement officers were injured. Officers confirmed that the truck was stolen and multiple pieces of stolen property were recovered from the vehicle, including firearms. Law enforcement has reason to believe the suspect and others are responsible for several other crimes that have happened in recent weeks. The investigation is ongoing. Gas prices increased 5.7 cents from last week for an average of $2.77 per gallon. This is still over 7 cents lower than a month ago, and 6.5 cents higher than this time last year. Gasoline inventories increased by 5.1 million barrels, though this is around 4% below the five-year average for this time of year. Domestic crude oil production is higher than last year, producing 13.63 million barrels per day. The demand for gasoline is roughly 0.3% higher so far in 2024 than it was last year. However, refiners in the Midwest region have dropped slightly in output, meaning it's possible gas prices could continue to rise slightly in our area. Prices in central Wisconsin today range from $2.52 to $2.77 per gallon. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR. Got your host, James, behind the mic. I am joined by our head of news, our co-host, Melissa Kay.
Good morning.
Head of production, our co-host, Seth Habacker.
Good morning.
Let me double check. Yep, the best listeners in radio are here. We are ready to go to kick off the week. Thanks for joining us, everybody. Let's go ahead and join our good friend, Brittany Merlot, talk a little Mother Nature. Good morning, Britt.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Doing all right.
All right.
Better a little now. Damp.
A little damp.
Where am I? I'm going to look for my galoshes, Brittany. You go ahead and just do your thing. You
know. All right, sounds good. So for a majority of us, we have this big, thick cloud sitting on the ground. There's a lot of dense fog throughout the state because of these mild temperatures. We're feeling fantastic. I mean, in the upper 30s right now, and those are going to be our highs throughout the day today. So kind of hovering and holding steady right where we are. But we do have light showers still expected here this late morning into the afternoon. That fog will eventually clear, and we just stay stuck under those cloudy skies. It becomes a little bit breezy today, winds at about 25 miles per hour. It kind of continues through tonight and into tomorrow, as we do have a shot of snow moving in by tomorrow night. So temperatures are on the trend down after today.
All right.
Brittany, I don't own galoshes. I don't know what I was doing there. I really did.
Wandering around aimlessly, looking for
James Secret Santa out there. Now you know what to get him.
Yep.
I don't think they're under $25, Seth.
Brittany, it looks like it's going to be a little bit of a slosh start to the week here. Thanks for warning us about that and give us a heads up.
Oh, you're welcome, and enjoy the day. Enjoy the month.
You
warmth,
too.
Right, while we have it.
The warmth, yeah.
Yes, right. Yeah, this is a good
point. Silver linings.
Very good point, absolutely. Thanks, Brittany. Have a good morning.
You too, bye.
Best in the business bye. Right there. Brittany will be back with us tomorrow. Looking forward to it. And we're looking forward to a fun show today. We got a lot to do. We have El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club coming up. Looking forward to that.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit after that, we're going to make you a star of the day with our friends from Culver's.
On a Monday.
Yeah.
What?
Yes.
What?
Yeah. Woo-hoo.
Can we pretend it's Friday then?
Yeah. Oh, that'd
sure.
be great.
Sure, Melissa.
Oh, that'd be great. How is it not even 9:30 and it's like already been a long week?
That's not fair.
We're looking forward to that. That's going to be a lot of fun. We will get into our star of the day. We got two of them this week, everybody.
We do.
Double whammy.
Had some fun with it last week and everything. We're going to have some fun this week doing this. And a big thank you to our friends at the Wisconsin Rapids Culver's. All that coming up for you. We will also be getting into a couple of other fun topics for you this morning. Had a couple of listeners asking us about the TikTok ban, and that came up, so we'll talk a little bit about that.
Okay.
I got a couple of other interesting ones. Season chasing. Which season would you like to be in right now? That is coming up. We got the 10 loudest states in America. We got that coming up. I got a couple of interesting ones for you here, so we'll be getting into those just a little bit later. Looking forward to it. 9 o'clock hour, going to kick off the way it should on a Monday with Beth Habegger and the Kitchen's Open.
Yeah.
Ooh. Looking forward to Beth joining us. Got a fun one lined up today. My kind of topic today. Looking forward to it. We will have that for you. We'll have a little bit of entertainment news, and by that I mean shameless promotions. Shameless promotions.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yes, we will be talking about some great things we got going on here at Civic Media. It's got a really exciting, fun week. A big week lined up around here.
We do.
We got plenty of shows to talk about. We'll have all that for you.
So many.
And plenty more going on, but first let's kick off this show the way we like to. Let's take a call. Good morning, you're on the air. Hello.
Your extended car warranty has expired.
Yeah. You know, we might have put him on the spot. I'm sorry. That's on me.
I had my script all ready.
Yeah.
And then you said I was on air. You know, that happened to my brother once.
Oh, did it?
Oh, really?
Did it?
Well, he was calling Auntie M, and instead of, like, you know, the normal voicemail message, she was like, "You've reached WKBG 97.5. You're on the air."
Ooh.
And he handed the phone to Mom. Mom, you're on the air. He was just petrified. I mean, he's like probably 7 at the time.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yes, definitely.
Oh, man.
You can easily see that. Well, feel free to call in with any of our stuff. Mm-hmm. And part of the reason I took the call is because I thought, well, maybe they were calling about our opening topic today. We brought this up last week, and our phones weren't able to work with you guys and participate with you guys. So we want you to call in now your favorite Christmas voices.
Yeah.
Had a couple of listeners throughout the weekend reaching out. And a big thank you. It seems like every week, it feels like you guys can reach out. You don't have to wait for the weekend. I don't know if I've just made it seem like I'm that kind of busy and you don't want to bother me, but please, you could never bother me. My number one job is, one of my number one jobs is listening to you listeners.
Okay, yeah.
Please hit us up. Mm-hmm. Hit any of our staff up anytime. We'd love to hear from you guys. But one of the things that came up were some fun Christmas songs and Christmas voices, and it got me thinking about this. So while our question for today, and really right up until Christmas, your quintessential favorite Christmas voice.
Yeah.
Doesn't have to be the best, doesn't have to be the greatest or anything, but what is it isn't Christmas until you've heard this voice.
Right.
It could also be a song, because that's how it was for some people.
Okay.
Some of our listeners didn't necessarily, they had to hear Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree was one of our listeners.
Okay.
But she didn't necessarily, and I told her, well, it's this week on Unlabeled, I've got Cyndi Lauper doing it. She hadn't heard that, but she said she had to hear that song.
Didn't matter which version. Yeah. Very cool.
I like that. I thought that was an interesting way of it. Had a couple of other people bringing up some of the great Christmas specials over the years. I think we talked about the Charlie Brown Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Rudolph.
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 Yeah. That was Frosty. Always the one for my mom. was the Rudolph Christmas special?
It's not just one of my all-time favorites, but without it, we don't have one of my favorite things to ever come out of any children's show of anything, no matter the season or anything, the Island of Misfit Toys.
I was going to say, it's got the song Silver and Gold, Silver and Gold.
It's a classic.
I like that one a lot. Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I've ever related to anything more in my life as far as art, cartoons or anything, than the Island of Misfit Toys. I genuinely mean
he
that.
Was ready for it. Every time that came up, he was like, there's my people.
It's my people.
My people.
So it's where I'm going.
I like the elf that wanted to be a dentist.
Yeah.
Herbie, yeah.
Herbie.
Yeah.
Herbie.
Herbie.
Herbie's a little... yeah. I don't know. There's something about Herbie, though. I'm just going to say.
He was vaguely annoying, Herbie. Too, but you know.
But I think that was part of the character, and I didn't get that as a kid.
He was a little whiny.
Yeah.
I actually plan, I think it's okay to share this. I actually plan to retire on the Island of Misfit Toys.
Okay.
That's where I'm.
Are you
I'm,
a toy?
Have you applied for the visa yet? It's quite the process, James.
It's in the works. You have to be nominated. You have to have somebody on the island nominate you.
Here's my question. So Santa, or apparently the North Pole is ruled by Santa, know.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but the Island of Misfit Toys is ruled over by a flying lion, which is actually somewhat terrifying. If you're bad, he'll eat you. Santa won't do that.
Boy,
so.
You guys think that we have a lot of political ads. Ever look at the time when the North Pole is up for running and
those elves get nasty. Oh.
James, I just got, or Seth, I just got a text from the flying lion. He's actually vegetarian.
Oh, wow. Well, that's
okay. All right.
It works out.
That's good.
It's intimidating,
stuff
as long as you're not carrying lettuce.
Are the things
or made of it.
The toys made of, yeah.
Yeah.
Is that the vegetarian? One of our listeners brought up a couple of random songs from Christmas. There's a couple of fun ones there. Kate Bush and a couple of other artists have some great Christmas songs. Over the weekend, played the Smashing Pumpkins Christmas Time, mm-hmm. which is now I will listen to every Christmas. I will listen to that
That's
song.
That's a good song, yeah.
I liked it, actually. Mm-hmm. I thought it was... I did not expect to like it. I did. I really did. It was good. But one of the things that also came up was the idea of, I do this joke all the time. I've been doing it since I was a little kid. You don't know how great of a Jewish musician you are until you do a Christmas album. When I was a kid, Barbara Streisand and Neil Diamond had Christmas albums, and this was always funny to me because we'd see them at the meetings. I always thought this was an interesting thing to be, and I didn't even know about the history of how many, Jewish artists had written Christmas songs.
Mm-hmm.
I thought this was fun, and I think it's a wonderful thing about the season. It also shows how much this season is for everybody, how much everybody loves the season, and it is, it means what it means to you, and that's what matters. To each individual, it means something a little bit different, and that's what's cool about this holiday. I think it's everybody's.
That's right.
Yeah. I just got a text from one of our listeners that says, our Christmas movie is Muppet's Christmas Carol.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
That has become very popular.
Laura said that Burl Ives is her favorite Christmas voice, but Seth, it has nothing to do with the fact that it's a distant relative of yours.
It's great.
Well, that's okay.
But what about, those are great. You have to have Burl Ives. You have to
have
them.
Yeah, you do.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And the Muppet's Christmas Carol is a classic.
My parents were watching it last night. Got to catch a little bit of it. Bria and I have a podcast that we're going to be doing. I got to run up there, give her a ride, and then we got this pod that we're going to do tonight that just came out of nowhere this morning, but all right. we're going over the Christmas toy. It's a Jim Henson made-for-TV movie back in the late 90s. I knew this was coming. I just didn't know it was coming today.
Okay.
So I watched it over the weekend, and I completely forgot about it. It was just a made-for-TV movie and everything. I forgot how different they made these back then. The sound, the editing. You watch anything in the 80s or the 90s, and when the characters are talking, as soon as they stop talking, there's this... noise, because the mics, they didn't edit that stuff out. The mics just weren't that good. The little things like that, and the storytelling was so much more paced better. Was so much more paced better. That's not a very good sentence.
It was also maybe worded better, but neither here nor there.
Here's hoping. This is interesting. but all of this got me thinking about, along with the Muppet Christmas Carol and stuff, odd Christmas albums, odd records and stuff and everything. Like the Natty Christmas from 1978 by Jacob Miller, where you transport Jamaica with a reggae Christmas.
That sounds like fun. Yeah. That sounds pretty good.
Mm-hmm. If you're looking for something maybe a little more modern, A Very Arcade Christmas by Arcade Fire from 2002.
Sounds good. Yeah. I'll take a listen to that.
There are songs for Christmas, a couple of different ones by Sufjan Stevens.
Sufjan Stevens.
Thank you. That I did not expect that one either.
He is an interesting guy. Boy, I bet you they'll sound interesting.
Yeah.
Those are probably interesting, yeah.
Low had a Christmas album.
Yes, they did.
Played a little of that this weekend.
You did, and it's glorious. Oh, my gosh. Lo-fi glory. That's what that is.
I am a fan of My Morning Jacket, and they've got My Morning Jacket Does Xmas Fiasco Style. Good one, actually. I listened to a little of it this week, and I actually kind of like it.
All right.
There's some great ones out there. And, of course, A Heavy Metal Christmas by Christopher Lee. That Christopher Lee. The Christopher Lee from Dracula.
The British actor, right?
The legend Christopher Lee. Should have been Sir Christopher Lee.
Yeah, no kidding.
A Heavy Metal Christmas. Actor Christopher Lee it was 90 when he released his 2-song heavy metal EP.
90?
Yeah. 90 years old, yeah.
Wow.
The classically trained singer loved heavy metal, and the EP, which includes Little Drummer Boy and Silent Night, reflected the talent of the genre.
Very deep voice, too. You know, it's not on there, but I got to give a shout-out to Mr. Golden Throat himself, William Shatner. He's done at least one, if probably not. I think he's done maybe two Christmas albums. That's true.
Yeah. His fan base would have made him. He had to.
His version of Feliz Navidad is hilarious.
Oh, dear God. Oh, a version of that just popped in my head, and I don't know. I don't know about that.
Feliz Navidad.
To be fair, I may be flinching because I also thought of something else. We touched on this a little bit and everything. Now, every 5 seconds, there is a new Star Wars thing coming out.
Oh, yes.
But when Seth and I, when we were all kids, and Seth and I were Star Wars fans, we're scraping, we're begging for anything new. Nothing. Except in 1980 when we had Christmas in Stars, the Star Wars Christmas special,
the classic.
Oh boy. And you know what, we could have been all right, we might have been all right without it, but
now
you do get R2-D2 doing We Wish You a Merry Christmas, and that's all right.
It is a weird artifact. It's so weird. It was between Star Wars and The Empire Strikes Back. You know, George Lucas is trying to figure out, you know, what are other ways I can exploit this giant hit of Star Wars, so he did this thing. It's got B. Arthur in it. I know that.
It's rare when the actors doing it, when the Muppets, when the kids watching it are like, well, this is a money grab. Like, everybody knows, and you're still watching it. You're still.
I would suggest, just if nothing else, for some camp value. But I watch it. It's cheesy, but it's fun.
Star Wars is the football of sci-fi. Like anything Star Wars, people will watch. People 100%. Will take it in. It doesn't matter. So, but we want your favorite Christmas stuff, your rare Christmas stuff, and all of that. Get it to us all week long, all next 2 weeks, really, everybody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, up till Christmas.
You can message us and text us through the Civic Media app, which you want to have handy because we got the Civic Media's Grown Up Give List Text to Win contest going on statewide, everybody.
Yeah, so many winners already.
Through the rest of the week.
It's been a lot of fun. We had some fun with this on WIRI Sunrise Show this morning. Mm-hmm. Be listening, of course, at the top of the 11 a.m., 1 o'clock and 4 o'clock hours today for more keywords to text to us and get in on the winning, where every hour you can win.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Make sure you have that Civic Media app downloaded and ready to go. It's free.
Looking forward to it, everybody. Get in on this one. We'll have more keywords for you coming up throughout the day.
Yes.
We'll come back with the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club on the morning show at WFHR.
El Cafe presents their Express Burritos. Stop and grab an Express Burrito and steak, chicken, beef, Tres Amigos, Zapata, Carnita, and Machaca. Express Burritos are a perfect solution for busy people who need a quick, nutritious meal. Whether you're headed to school or work, Express Burritos are an efficient way to stay fueled throughout your busy day. Stop by El Cafe today and grab your Express Burrito to go. Complete any meal with a slice of homemade pie.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Foggy this morning. It's going to be cloudy with flurries or sprinkles possible off and on today. Our high 37 this afternoon. Becoming windy by late afternoon. It'll be breezy tonight. Our low 24 tomorrow. Mostly cloudy with a high right around 30. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
It's time to do some celebrating with our great friends over at El Cafe. We encourage you tomorrow to treat yourself tomorrow over at El Cafe, everybody, as they are closed for today.
Mm-hmm. Make sure you get ready.
Head on over there. Get your menu ready.
Yeah, your appetite.
Get your items. Get it all set up. Get it ready to go. And head on over to 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. And tomorrow, wish them a great day from all of us here at WFHR.
Mm-hmm.
They'll have some great specials lined up for you, everybody. Buy local, support local, support those that support this community, like our friends at El Cafe.
That's right.
And get us those birthdays and anniversaries. We love celebrating with you, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Feel free to, of course, direct message us on our Facebook pages. You can email us at info@WFHR.com, and you can call up.
That's right, 715-424-2600, or just one button dialing with that, you know, free Civic Media app you already have downloaded.
That's right.
Feel free to reach out, everybody. We're looking forward to talking with every single one of you. We love our live birthdays and anniversaries.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got two possible qualifiers today. I need a one or a two, Seth.
Two.
All right. Gives us the
ball. You were going to pick him.
Dose.
We first up, wish happy birthday to Kelly Smith.
Happy birthday, Kelly.
Happy birthday.
Wishing you a good day, Kelly. Enjoy your day. And our qualifier today, Amanda Dolph.
Oh, happy birthday, Amanda. Congratulations.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Amanda. Hope
congrats.
It's a good one for you.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody celebrating out there, wishing you a good birthday or anniversary.
Mm-hmm.
Who do you share it with? Well, let's take a look at some of our celebrity list. The world's smallest woman, Indian actress Jyoti Amaj, is 31 today. And yes, I did look up how to say her name.
Very good. That was nice.
Well done.
She's wonderful. She's wonderful. I only happened to see her because I, at the time, back in the day, used to watch American Horror Story all the time. And I haven't watched it in years. But I did like it for a while there. In one of the seasons, Freak Show, they had the reason I watched it is Evan Peters, Jessica Lange, and Sarah Paulson. And I mean, they had some incredible actors on that show. I didn't really, the writing and all that was here or there, but the actors and their work was amazing. And this young lady was on there and just blew me away. She was wonderful. I didn't know she was an actual actress or just somebody that they cast because of her size. Either way, she earned it.
Nice.
She was wonderful. She hung with Jessica Lange, who I think is one of the most underrated actors of all time. It was wonderful. Wonderful actor. Happy 31st to her.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's 2 feet, 1 inch tall.
Very. That would make her small.
Yeah.
Very, very small. Yes.
Theo James is 40 today. Divergent star, recently starred on Netflix's TV show The Gentlemen. And I think just one of those guys that I've never understood. Why is he not a household name?
He has, one of the great mysteries.
He has the voice. He has the look. He has all these things. So The Gentlemen TV show comes up, and I'm like, well, I've never really done a deep dive of him. I'm going to look into him. He just works when he feels the project. He comes from a blue-collar background and just doesn't believe in necessarily doing just anything. So he has other things he does on the side. Otherwise, he's working when he works.
Oh.
And if they're not going to name that Aaron Taylor Johnson, the Craven kid, they're not going to name him the next James Bond. It should be Thomas James.
Okay.
It's okay to go with a name.
And a guy like him who's been waiting for a break that's really big like this, I think he deserves it.
Cool.
I think he's a good actor, way better actor than he's been getting gotten the opportunities for. The great Kristen Ritter is 43 today. Marvel's Jessica Jones.
Yes. Oh, I love her. She's great.
She's in a couple of other things, too. Mm-hmm. I really like her. She's good. She's
very, very versatile. She can do drama, comedy. She can do it all.
She really can.
Yep.
Micah McCary is 53 from Boys to Men.
Oh, yeah.
One of the soulsters from Boys to Men. interesting having a kind of almost close to Christmas birthday with them and the popularity of their album.
I'm sorry. I'm thinking about the next Unlabeled, James.
Yeah.
And the Boys to Men and who requested it.
Yes.
I love that. That's so awesome.
I don't know if I could even be on the air if I hadn't got that in. If I did not get that in, I don't think I'd be allowed back on
love
the
air. Love it.
William the Refrigerator Perry is 62 today. The Fridge played for the Bears and the Eagles in his 10 seasons in the NFL, and one of the most famous Super Bowl touchdowns of all time. As defensive lineman, you know, you don't get to hand the ball off very often.
Very much at all.
And a lot of people, there was a controversy over that because of Walter Payton not getting a chance to. And I bring all this up because I'm happy that William the Refrigerator Perry is alive at 62. Yeah. Mm-hmm. He, like a lot of NFL stars, have had amputations, have had things, no help from the NFL.
Yeah,
and
a lot of health issues, yeah.
Thanks to Mike Ditka and Ray Nitschke, this changed. Those two started something that a lot of people have picked up the mantle and run on with. And as far as, hey, these guys gave literally everything for this game, maybe we should probably take care of them after the game.
Makes sense.
It really, a lot of that started with Nitschke and Ditka wanted they were friends with Perry, and they hadn't heard from him. This is before cell phones and everything. They had no idea if he was even alive. And they go in to see him at his home, and he's living with like 10 other people, and his leg's about
basically
to be
in poverty. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. This is the Fridge.
Suffering from diabetes, yeah.
I somewhere in a box have a G.I. Joe guy of the Refrigerator Perry, and this guy can't, you know, pay for his medical bills and everything. It's a shame. They give a lot. I'm not saying there's a lot on the table as far as things we need to focus on and work on and everything. I'm not putting this in the top 10. But if you are a football fan and you've enjoyed 1 second of football in your life, I think you owe it to these athletes to care about this.
Well, certainly NFL does.
Sure. Yeah. I'm saying to care about it. I'm not saying we owe them a penny.
Oh, no.
That's not on us.
Yeah.
But the NFL, who prints money and has more money than Solomon,
that's right.
should definitely be a pint. And I think that as far as fans, we can care and get behind the cause.
Yeah.
But no, I'm not saying our taxes are no, I ain't going that far. Happy 62nd to the Fridge. Let's see here. Billy Gibbons is 75.
Oh, wow.
ZZ Top guitarist, singer.
One of the great guitarists of all time. So underrated, man.
Yeah, oh, very.
Partially because of ZZ Top's whole shtick, but part of it. But he's such a good guitarist.
Leslie Stahl is 83, 60 Minutes, wonderful reporter.
Wow.
Great work over the years.
She's been around for so long.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah. And we have pretty much grew up with her as a reporter. Mm-hmm. And then some others no longer with us, like Stephen Bochco, born in 43, passed away in 18. Created Doogie Howser, M.D., L.A. Law, Hill Street Blues, NYPD Blue.
Apparently, he just needed to create nothing but money, too, with all his hit shows. I'm telling you, man.
And you really needed Blue in his title. If he didn't have Blue in the title, you know.
History Blues.
A couple of great authors. Sir Arthur C. Clarke, born on this day in 1917, author of 2001, A Space Odyssey.
Mm-hmm. Among many other things, he predicted, satellites, I believe, and there was a couple other things. Oh, I can't remember now off the top of my head. I mean, science fiction authors hate it when people say, oh, you predicted something. No, I wasn't trying to. I was just, you know, extrapolating, right?
Just imagining.
I'm just using my imagination. So, but anyway.
It can't be helped sometimes.
No, it can't.
And Philip K. Dick, born in this day in 1928, author of The Man in the High Castle, Minority Report, Blade Runner, Total Recall, The Adjustment Bureau.
Wow, I didn't realize they were born on the same day.
Isn't that crazy?
That's crazy. Two of the greatest science fiction authors of all time. Mm-hmm. Wow.
It's amazing when that happens. Every once in a while, you see that kind of happen. those kind of things.
Two very different science fiction authors, but yes, both very important.
And Ludwig von Beethoven, born this day in 1770, passed away in 1827. The reason we use the word genius for musicians, really, like there's a couple of reasons right there, but that boy, pretty at the top of the list. And when you talk about, hey, this artist is really popular, this artist is really popular, and then there's somebody who has been, their music has been celebrated for centuries.
Changed the game.
Yeah.
He changed his music changed what music became. And that not many people can claim that. He certainly did. No. Yeah.
And has anybody else ever been called Beethoven? Like, has that name ever been used for anybody else? Because
it's a great question.
Kind of like you only associate it with him.
Yeah, that's true. Wow.
I like that, actually. I like that you brought that up. I hadn't really thought. There's a dog, I believe, named Beethoven. No, no. That's,
There is. Yeah, there is in those movies.
Yeah,
but.
Right. So that's it. That's the only one.
That was a great point, and I gave it. I just wrapped it with a bad joke. I'm sorry, Bill. Moonlight Sonata is one of my favorite songs of all time. It's still in my top 10. I was a kid when I heard it.
Lovely.
Still to this day, it's still in the top 10. We wish everybody celebrating out there a great birthday, a great anniversary, and enjoy your day. Get ready. Get your items ready and what you want to order at Miss El Cafe tomorrow, everybody.
Yeah. And if you tell them that your birthday was today, they will give you a free piece of pie.
Yeah.
See, they man, they're so awesome.
Come through.
Yeah.
Head on over there tomorrow. We will take a time out, get to our news break, take care of things with our partners. When we come back, we're going to make you a Star of the Day, Monday edition of Star of the Day, with our friends from the Wisconsin Rapids Culvers here at WFHR's Morning Show.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. People in the town of Rome may have received an incorrect tax bill. The town clerk issued a notice that the tax bills mailed out last week are understated by about 0.08%. Some Tri-Lake Management District properties are also missing the Tri-Lake Management special charge of $47.39. New tax bills are being generated today and may reflect a higher amount. The town asks that you do not make payment on the previous tax bills. The county's tax portal for the town of Rome will be available sometime this week. Lean on trusted friends to avoid being scammed this holiday. Here's Lisa Hale.
Don't be a victim this holiday season. Before sending any money, gift cards, or Bitcoin to unsolicited emails or texts, reach out to someone you trust, like your financial advisor or institution, says Grant Wheat, Vice President of Risk Management at Verve, a credit union.
Before you do anything at all, before you take the money out, before you transfer anything, before you go buy gift cards, feel free to reach out to your financial institution. No matter what financial institution it is, we're looking to help you. Talk to us. We want to help you. We want to be your partners in all this so you don't feel taken advantage of.
Wheat says the most common holiday scams are fake charities, look-alike online stores, gift card scams, and holiday vacation scams.
Some sheets of ice may look safe to walk on at first glance, but not every body of water has been cold enough for long enough at this point in the season. People planning to get out on the ice for some fishing should check with their local fishing clubs, bring the proper safety equipment with them, and tell people where they're going and when they expect to return. You need at least 4 inches of ice thickness to walk on it safely. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
Packers defeat the Seahawks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Green Bay led 20-6 at the half and went on to win 30-13 over the Seahawks in Seattle. The Packers defense, 7 quarterback sacks, special teams with a good kick return and 3 field goals. On offense, wide receiver Romeo Doubs back from a concussion with 2 touchdown catches.
That's just part of us just getting better collectively as a core. Yeah, I just look forward to progress, cleaning up the details on tape and just moving on to the next opponent.
Quarterback Jordan Love.
Coming out fast. Putting up some touchdowns early. You know, defense doing a great job getting the ball back for us. But, you know, that's when we're at our best is starting fast, getting the ball, putting up points, and going from there.
Packers linebacker Quay Walker left the game with an ankle injury. Seahawks quarterback Geno Smith having an MRI on his right knee after being sacked in the third quarter. Sam Howell took over the rest of the game. NBA, the Bucks getting ready to face the Thunder in the NBA Cup Finals in Vegas. Tip-off time tomorrow night at 7:30 with Sports on Mike Clemens.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Big news in Wisconsin this month, as much of the controversial anti-union Act 10 law was struck down in a ruling by Dane County Circuit Court Judge Jacob Frost. Two takeaways on this. One, the ruling gets at the heart of what has always made this law so brazenly political by defining public safety employees differently from general public employees. That decision was pretty clearly made not based on across-the-board policy, but on which unions backed Scott Walker for governor in 2010. It would be fitting if that is what ultimately spells the end for this controversial law. Secondly, this case is headed to an appeal, which almost certainly will end up at the Wisconsin Supreme Court. While this case still might be decided by the court's current 4-3 liberal majority, it's a good reminder of just how important the upcoming race for state Supreme Court will be.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
At Lakeland Care, we are passionate about creating a world we all want to live in. Lakeland Care supports frail elders and adults with disabilities through Wisconsin's Family Care Program. As a Lakeland Care member, you'll benefit from a dedicated care team that assists you in managing your health and daily activities. Our personalized support aims to improve your quality of life and help you maintain your independence. To find out if you qualify, contact your county's Aging and Disability Resource Center. To learn more about Lakeland Care, visit lakelandcareinc.com. Lakeland Care. Together, we build better lives.
Join our advertising family on WFHR and WIRI and see how radio can help improve awareness, revenue, and staffing for your business. I'm Ashley, and it's my mission to help our area businesses thrive. Call me today, 715-496-0710.
Pat Kreitlow.
On Tuesday, dairy farmer Hans Breitenmoser fills us in on last weekend's convention of the Wisconsin Farmers Union. And welcome back, Chi-Chi's.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
Foggy this morning. It's going to be cloudy with flurries or sprinkles possible off and on today. Our high 37 this afternoon. Becoming windy by late afternoon. It'll be breezy tonight. Our low 24 tomorrow. Mostly cloudy with a high right around 30. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
Lights, camera, action. It is time to make somebody a star of the day with our friends from the Wisconsin Rapids Culvers. What Melissa, Seth, and I are about to do is play a famous game show theme song for you. You call up 715-424-2600. If you have not won anything in 30 days, boom, just like that, you can win, everybody. You win a family pack of four from our Wisconsin Rapids Culvers.
That's right.
Gang, that's not just two kids' meals. That's not just two adults' meals. That's free Culvers, and that's kicking off your week with free Culvers.
Perfect.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Can't get much better than that.
No, not at all.
Takes care of your meal planning, at least for one meal.
That's right.
And I have not been able to get in on this because civic media is a silly thing where I can't win. But I do hear that the app is a fast way of getting through.
Yeah, there you go. Oh, yeah. Throw that out there. Yeah, nice.
Go ahead and download that app, everybody, and get in on not only this, but of course, what we've been doing all week long, and we'll be doing all last week, and we'll be doing all this week, Civic Media's Grown Up Gift List Text to Win Contest. Get ready to call up for this one, though. Tell us what is our Culver's Star of the Day Monday edition. Let's go ahead and see if we have a winner. Good morning. What's your answer?
Price is Right.
Yes. You are right. The answer is right.
You are correct. Yes. Nicely done. You knew that one pretty quick, huh, sir?
Yeah, it just popped in my brain. So yeah,
there you go.
There's
yeah.
something about that theme song.
I'm telling you. Yep.
Can I get your first name?
Mike.
Mike, thanks so much. Mike, where are you calling us from?
Rapids.
All right, got a Rapids winner. Mike, thanks so much for listening and playing along. Hang on the air, or hang on the line here. I'm going to get some information from you off air, but you are our newest star of the day.
Okay, well, thanks.
Thank you.
All
thank
right.
you. Appreciate that.
Well, how many people just got confused? It's like, is it Friday?
Yeah. yeah.
Friday now? We're doing the start of the day?
I want to apologize to anybody out there who for even a half a second thought it was Friday.
Sorry.
That ain't right, story.
It's not fair.
We did this because last week would have been Bob Barker's birthday. Born in Darrington, Washington, in 1923, Bob Barker. Mm-hmm. Bob William Barker.
Bob William.
That was his actual name, too. That's cool.
one of the it's interesting, isn't it?
I've heard plenty of people, especially like game show hosts, who change their names, but not when you got a name like Bob Bark. It's perfect.
One of the greatest to ever do it. And we're gonna go ahead and talk to Mike here in a moment, get his info, because he's our newest star of the day. Be listening again this Friday for another chance to play along and win yourself some free Culvers and another edition of Star of the Day. Be sure to visit our Wisconsin Rapids Culvers here on A Street. Head on over there. Thank them for sponsoring this segment, giving us a chance to hand out free Culvers. Yeah. Buy local, support local, everybody.
And just get some awesome food.
Yeah, that too. Right on, that too.
Right on. All that coming up for you. And we'll have more show for you coming up right here at WFHR.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. We reported recently on the impact of Shelby County versus Holder, the U.S. Supreme Court's decision invalidating Section 5 of the 1965 Voting Rights Act. Anticipating even more erosion of the VRA, some states have passed their own state VRAs. It's not only the dismantling of Section 5, the preclearance requirements for states with a history of discrimination. The conservative justices also made proving racial gerrymandering harder under Section 2, and they've made it easier for a state legislature to dilute minority voting power. And in the lower courts, more cases attempting to keep individual voters from bringing voting rights lawsuits under the VRA are pending. With dwindling protections from the federal government, California, Washington, Oregon, Virginia, New York, Connecticut, and Minnesota have enacted state VRAs. Michigan, Maryland, New Jersey, and Florida have efforts underway. The NAACP Legal Defense Fund recommends that state VRAs should have pre-clearance requirements for municipalities which have patterns of discrimination. Rules should include a prohibition against vote denial or dilution through gerrymandering, strong protections against intimidation or deception, language assistance, a statewide database to make evidence-based decisions on election administration, and a directive to the state judiciary to support pro-voter and pro-democracy decisions. We have the recommendations at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Shh. Want to hear a secret, but you have to keep it between us? The Wisconsin Broadcasters Association is currently accepting nominations for the WBA Hall of Fame. We would like your help in nominating one of our community's best, Chuck Gennaro. Here's where you come in. If you or someone you know was directly affected by the work Chuck has been doing during his 30-plus years with WFHR, send an email describing the reasons you want to nominate Chuck to Laura Berg, laura.berg@civicmedia.us. Thank you for keeping this our little secret.
The holidays are here, and it's nearly time to pick a present from our grown-up gift list with our Civic Media statewide Text to Win contest. Listen while you work for the keywords to text for your chance to win $100 cash, an overnight vacation at Chula Vista Resort, and be entered to win one of our grand prizes, a robot vacuum, new luggage, humidifier, espresso machine, and more on our grown-up gift list at civicmedia.us. Just download the Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 11, 1, and 4 for your chance to win in our statewide contest.
Foggy this morning. It's going to be cloudy with flurries or sprinkles possible off and on today. Our high 37 this afternoon. Becoming windy by late afternoon. It'll be breezy tonight. Our low 24 tomorrow. Mostly cloudy with a high right around 30. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show at WFHR. We hope you're having a great start to your week out there. Thanks for kicking it off with us. Melissa, Seth, and James hanging out with you with some Mannheim Steamroller.
Yeah.
They will be showing up on Unlabeled this weekend, everybody.
Ooh, very nice.
Big thank you to everybody who's been listening to our weekend shows, our Sunday night lineup and everything. Be getting a nice feedback on that.
Good.
I really enjoy the shows. Appreciate that, Mom and Dad. No, I'm joking. And a lot of other people, too. We appreciate that. One of the things that came up this weekend actually came up with somebody commenting on the shows and the addition of our afternoon lineups with you know, being here for Playmakers and community stories and some of that. It was a great conversation. And then it got spun a little bit because this listener asked, well, I think she was teasing us, but did tease a little bit. Well, I haven't heard you guys talk about the TikTok ban. And I say, well, that's because we're old. I was joking.
I don't use TikTok, but yeah.
But in all honesty, we have touched on it a little bit.
Yeah.
But it did bring up a great conversation with this listener and another listener. And I did want to mention that, you know, anytime you guys have those kind of things, please reach out to us.
Yeah,
absolutely.
There really is no subject that we're not going to get into. Mm-hmm. And I think we've proven that in at least the time that I've been doing this show.
Yeah, right.
We want to talk about things that matter to you.
Yeah, exactly.
I will say, as long as, about the subject, as far as it being banned or not or anything like that, that is kind of one thing or another. I think that's a almost a different conversation. I will mention that the United States spends $820 billion on defense.
Wow, that's a lot of money.
And we can't defend ourselves against TikTok? Like, what are we spending all this money on? Like, it feels like this is the spy game 101. If this is what's going on, we put spies on them, they put spies on us.
Right,
like,
yeah.
Blah, blah,
it
blah.
Happens, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Watch Tinker Tailor Soldier. Why are we spending all this money on defense if we're worried about an app?
Yeah.
But you know, I know there's a lot of layers to this and everything, right. But I don't know. I feel like there are bigger fish to fry.
Right, exactly. And since TikTok, it collects data on all of its users, just like every other social media.
Every other app
does. Yep. They all collect information. And if you want that, say you know, China wanted to find out data information. Guess what? There are like hundreds of data brokers out there that will sell that information to anybody. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter. They don't need to collect it on TikTok. It's out. I mean, yeah.
We are spending 13% of our federal budget, $820 million on defense, mm-hmm. and we have hungry soldiers and hungry veterans, and we're worrying about an app. Mm-hmm. We're worrying about an app. Like, I feel like we got bigger things to be focusing on and everything. And if this app is even doing a half of what they're saying it is, guess what? That's the spy game, man. You flip it on them and go ahead and do something. I am not going to explain spy game to our government. Get it done.
I hope you shouldn't have to.
It feels scary. Like it. We spend more on defense than the next 9 countries combined.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's...
I want to be real upfront about this. I got no problem with that. I don't have any problem with it if we're spending it right. If we are actually taking care of our veterans, taking care of our soldiers, helping out VFWs, and putting it in the right places. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to be one of those people that immediately comes down on these things when I don't know all the details. I know quite a bit on this one. I my whole life has been spent talking about this particular subject with my grandfathers and other military members of my family. And the idea that we spend that is fine with me if we also take care of our soldiers with it and our veterans with it.
And
then we talked about it. There, we did talk about it. I'm joking, but we do love hearing from you guys, everybody. Please feel free to reach out to us anytime. How many of us are season chasers? This is an interesting subject. I had not really heard this phrase before. I don't know.
Snowbirds.
I don't know if it's okay. That's a great one, Melissa. Mm-hmm. I did not think about that with this. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it probably has existed for quite some time. The idea of that you travel to chase any season. Now, if you're able to do this, I think that's a pretty cool thing. That seems mm-hmm. like that's a goal in life. I would think. You know, mm-hmm. like I don't like this temperature. Moving. I was going into this though. I was surprised to see that there are people though that do travel to follow winter around, follow colder months around. There are some
that makes sense. Yeah,
it's not as big of a number as you know. You see people, you know, like Melissa mentioned, the snowbirds and stuff, mm-hmm. but it's still pretty big. And a new poll looked at season chasing, like booking a trip to Australia specifically because it's summer there. And 22% said that they have season chased before. So would you be a season would you choose to chase seasons?
Mm-hmm.
The most common, and if you did, which one would you chase?
Ah, see, that's a good one.
Mm-hmm. That's the question.
That's
really
an interesting
right
app. Yeah.
And the most common answer was fall.
Oh, wow.
I thought
temperatures, you know, you
right.
really nice temperatures in the fall time. You can do a lot outside.
That's true.
Yeah. I think for a lot of us, and we've talked about this almost every, you know, autumn, it's one of, a lot of us, it's our favorite season. So you can see following that. But I think one of the cool things would be to do, like if you had the money and the time and mapped it out, like right as the leaves are busting in Maine and everything, you check it out. And then as that's fading, you go somewhere else where it's just starting.
Right. Yeah, exactly. That would be cool.
So you could be an international leaf peeper.
Yes.
Know, James.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, boy, that makes like it sound kind of shady.
Well, Ben.
No pun intended.
Well, you're welcome.
We are talking about me here. We are,
yeah.
I mean, it does fit. I give Melissa all the credit in the world for that one. That was great. Yeah, so autumn, then summer is next, and then spring and winter is left.
A big shocker there.
Yeah.
I got to say, though, finding... like fall is probably a little bit harder. Like spring and fall, because they're more like transitional periods of like finding that spot, you know, that sweet spot. Because summer is summer, you know, it's going to be hot, you know, it's going to be warm. Winter is winter, it's going to be cold, but then you've got that in between. Maybe that's part of the excitement. I don't know. The idea that you don't know what kind of, you know, temperature, what weather you're going to hit when you're going around, following it around. That. So maybe that's part of it. I don't know.
Well, and I'm going to tell you the top spots to go for fall. New England and was in the United States. Kyoto, Japan is number two.
Cool.
Quebec, Canada is number three. Bavaria, Germany hits in number four.
Oh, that sounds cool.
Number five, the Great Wall in China.
Okay. Very cool.
That would be pretty cool.
Yep.
Number six, Yosemite.
I would love to visit all of those places.
Yep.
Yeah,
doesn't matter what time of year, actually.
Absolutely. The poll was conducted in mid-October, so some people felt that that was like that
skewed
made it
the
skewed.
Results.
Yeah, yeah.
Well,
so I guess take that with a grain of salt.
Recency bias, right? Yeah.
Interesting, nonetheless.
What time is your favorite season? Right now.
Right now.
What I'm in.
We're going to take a time out. We'll come back, and we're talking about the loudest states in America.
Wherever James is.
Yeah. It's way too loud this early in the morning. Really, really. Yeah. We will take a time out. We'll come back and talk, have some more fun on the morning show.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon. Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Hi, everyone. Seth here from Seth Faces the Music. You know, being the host of the award-winning second greatest radio show in the state of Wisconsin can be a lot of work. I have to come up with new themes all the time. So in the interest of clarity, here are some topics I will not be using in upcoming episodes.
Mittens, tinfoil, gastric bypass surgery, window treatments, 17th century Japanese art, outhouses, bowler hats, spam, clog dancing.
Seth Faces the Music every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. only on WFHR.
Foggy this morning. It's going to be cloudy with flurries or sprinkles possible off and on today. Our high 37 this afternoon. Becoming windy by late afternoon. It'll be breezy tonight. Our low 24 tomorrow. Mostly cloudy with a high right around 30. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show at WFHR.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. With the kids jingle belling and everyone telling you be of good cheer. It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Haven't really heard anybody that sounds like him since.
No. Very distinct voice.
Very.
Very good singer, too. And I think he's kind of not taken for granted, but he because he was so, you know, he had his TV show, he was so popular and all this stuff, that he was a really good singer. If you listen to some of his stuff, there's one of his Christmas songs. I can't remember what it's called off the top of my head, but it's a more soulful song where he talks about the child, Jesus kind of thing. And he does a fabulous job on it. It's really good.
And the great Andy Williams playing us in, everybody. Welcome back to the show. Melissa, Seth, and James hanging out with you. And if someone from New Jersey yells at you, don't take it personally. That's just how they talk. And
as long as you're not a drone, you're fine.
That in any Maloff or Demore, if you happen to run into any of them. A study found New Jersey is the loudest state in America based on things like population density, traffic noise, and construction.
Makes sense.
And, of course, the Northeast dominated with the list of this with the seven states in the top ten. What we're talking about are the loudest states.
There you go.
In that, you had New Jersey, Massachusetts, Pennsylvania, Florida, Rhode Island, Delaware, Maryland, Illinois, Colorado, and Connecticut.
Colorado?
Threw me too.
I don't associate Colorado with noisiness. I think it's more the opposite, right? You know? I don't know.
Honestly, that one threw me off a little bit, but the one that threw me off the most for some reason was Connecticut.
Yeah.
I don't think of Connecticut as
or Rhode Island for that matter. Yeah. Either of them, you're right. Me too. So
I suppose.
Well, you said that there was road construction included in that.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. So, a lot of construction. That would make sense. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Maybe in Colorado, avalanches?
Mm-hmm. Those are loud.
Yeah,
those are loud.
The hockey team is. That's
not how many they have over there, but
the 10 quietest states. The 10 quietest states are Alaska, Minnesota, Montana, North Dakota.
Mm-hmm.
Gonna hurt. Kill my voice.
Yeah,
Kansas,
don't do that.
Nebraska, Iowa, Vermont, Wyoming, and South Dakota. Interesting list, but not too surprising.
Some of those states are just kind of empty.
Yeah.
There's not much going on there.
Yeah.
I find that it's very humorous that North Dakota is way higher than South Dakota, though.
And, you know, they won't let it go either. They're definitely giving them a hard time about that one.
Well, North Dakota is way better than South Dakota, so. Way better.
Michigan came up at 23 on the list.
Okay.
Let's see here. Alabama at 29. Arkansas at 33. I was wondering where some of the southern states landed. Wisconsin is at 36.
Okay.
36 on the list.
All right. All right.
So
it's not on the lower end. That's not bad. Yeah, that's not bad.
Yeah. A little louder than I think a lot of us would expect.
Yeah, that's true.
But it does make sense when you think about it and everything.
It's all those people going around going, woo, Packers!
Yep, yeah.
Woo! All the time, you know.
And people outside of the state, you may think, well, that's just football season. No.
No.
No. No,
that's all the time.
That is a 365 days a year thing. I'm not exaggerating. I'm not making fun of it. I'm factual
facts.
About this.
Just yeah, facts yeah, here, yeah. Ladies and gentlemen.
So with that, it's going to be a little louder than most other states.
Well, and I Minnesota being like number two is, again, no surprise at all to me, being like the quietest states. If you've ever been to a Minnesota like holiday meal, the opposite of James.
Yeah.
You'll hear this. Well, a lot. And then a pause.
Yeah.
I suppose.
Well, how about them so-and-so? You know, whatever. How's the weather?
My Uncle Duke was from northern Minnesota. Mm-hmm. He, great guy, wonderful guy. He walks in the room. Everybody wants to talk to him, that kind of thing. But he did this thing all the time when him and my Aunt Sandy were going to leave. Well... And he'd do it, and he kind of like leaned into it and everything.
Yes.
And it was funny. I inherited that. I don't know why. I don't know where it comes from, and I don't mean to do it. I don't even think about it. I just do it. Well, but you got to take the breath first.
Yeah, the sigh is in there.
Yeah,
yep.
Yeah. You just can't say, well, you've got to. Well,
I talked to my parents yesterday, and I swear to God, that's how we start the end of our conversation. Well,
and then 20 minutes later.
All right. Yeah, it was not then that we stopped talking. I will tell you that much. I did go on for a little bit longer.
Mm-hmm.
There are I work against many, many stereotypes in life, like a lot of us do. And then there are the ones that just hit. And whether we agree with it or not, we just all kind of like nod in our heads like, oh, yeah, that makes sense.
Man,
lean in a little bit.
Yeah, the Minnesota goodbye is one of those things, yeah.
The writer Howard Moore, many years ago, wrote a book called How to Speak Minnesotan. And it's still one of the funniest books I've ever read in my life. It's awesome.
It's so close to what
it is.
The hardest thing about ending a conversation on the phone when you're from the Midwest is that slapping your thighs doesn't come across the same as it does in person.
So good. So good.
No, it doesn't. Sadly.
What was that? Did you drop something? What's going on over there? And that starts a whole new conversation.
Oh, yeah.
That is, we want you to bring your conversation because we are not going to end our conversation either Tuesday or Thursday that way. Join us from 5 to 6 for a special community stories we've got lined up for you this Tuesday and Thursday, Melissa. Mm-hmm.
Yes, it's a live edition, the first live edition of community stories. And we want your phone calls. We want you kiddos to call in with your Christmas list for Santa. Yeah. We've got, from what I've heard, one of his top elves are going to be on call that night so that you can give your Christmas list to them and they will get it directly to Santa.
That's right.
It's going to be really exciting.
Mm-hmm. We're excited for you to call in. We've got lots of things lined up, stories to share, and Christmas cheer.
There you go.
All you parents out there, get your kids ready. And if your kids are anything like my sister was, you have your list. And then there is the updated list.
As things come up, you know, you gotta.
maybe you got the list already to Santa at one of the great events that have gone on in the last couple of weeks where we've had Santa there. Or maybe you just, sent it straight through Rudolph. Christmas.
There you go. Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Again, I hope everything went this week and heard good things. And a shout out to all the community members and all of our communities, and whether it's that or the Coosa Hometown Christmas or any of these great things we look forward to.
Good stuff.
But there is the updated list. What about that? How do you get that in? We got you. We got you.
See, last minute stuff. We can take all of that here this week.
Direct line.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So you can either call in with the Civic Media app with one or two button dial in, or you can have 715-424-2600 ready to go, and you will get a straight line right into us.
And you'll be keen to listen not only on 97.5 FM WFHR, but also 105.5 WIRI. We're doing it on both stations.
We're going to be simulcasting.
Yes.
How cool is that?
Mm-hmm.
Spread the word about this event, everybody. A big thank you to, of course, all of our sponsors and all of you out there, the team that is working so hard behind the scenes on this one, and certainly to the big guy. We want to thank Santa
for
letting us use one of his elves and everything. That is very cool. We know how busy he is this time of year. Thank you for that, Santa. Join us this Tuesday and Thursday from 5 to 6, live edition of Community Stories with Melissa Kay. We've got a call. We're having a call center here. It's Santa's call center. We are for those 2 hours. This week we will be that for you.
It's gonna be fun.
Stick around, everybody. Coming up, we've got of course the kitchen's open with Beth Hager coming, kicking off the 9 o'clock hour. Has some entertainment news and plenty more going on right here at the morning show and WFHR.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. In a new statement, Syria's deposed dictator Bashar al-Assad claims he'd still be in his country fighting the rebels who overthrew his government if Russia didn't insist he'd leave. The BBC's Steve Rosenberg.
These are the first comments purportedly from Mr. Assad since those dramatic events that forced him to flee Syria.
Assad and his family granted asylum in Moscow. The federal government is sending help to New York and New Jersey to try to get to the bottom of those mysterious drones. Sightings. CBS's Scott McFarland.
Of the 5,000 tips they've received so far, less than 100 of them have generated credible leads.
Drones have now been reported over six states. An ice storm in the Midwest has moved east to New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut. Meteorologist Craig Allen.
Snow and ice this morning and into the early afternoon hours is going to change over to rain, and there will be several rounds of rain.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.